Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, November the 18th, 2007. It's the birthday of Margaret Atwood, born in Ottawa, Ontario, 1939, who, so far as anybody could tell, has had a happy life, had a happy childhood, a happy marriage, but who wrote a series of very disturbing books, including The Edible Woman in 1969, The Handmaid's Tale, 1985, about an imaginary America where most women have lost the ability to have babies and the few fertile women left are forced to become surrogate mothers for the upper class, and Cat's Eye in 1988. Critics called Atwood the High Priestess of Pain. Her most recent book is The Tent, a collection of stories and poems, came out last year. It's the birthday of George Gallup, born in Jefferson, Iowa, 1901, who set up the American Institute of Public Opinion at Princeton in 1935, became the first person to show that small samples of the population could accurately predict general attitudes, became famous in 1936 when he predicted the margin by which Franklin D. Roosevelt would beat Alf Landon, made a mistake in 1948, predicting that Thomas Dewey would defeat Harry Truman, but he outlived it. George Gallup, who said polling is merely an instrument for gauging public opinion, when a president or any other leader pays attention to poll results, he is in effect paying attention to the views of the people. It's the birthday of the playwright W.S. Gilbert of Gilbert and Sullivan fame, born in London, 1836, who joined up with composer Arthur Sullivan in 1870, and they went on to write 14 comic operas in 25 years, including HMS Pinafore, The Pirates of Penzance, and The Mikado. W.S. Gilbert, who wrote Life's a Pudding Full of Plums, Care is a Canker that Benumbs, Wherefore Waste Our Elocution on Impossible Solution, Life's a Pleasant Institution, Let Us Take It as It Comes. And it's the birthday of the man who helped invent the art of photography, Louis Daguerre, born just outside of Paris in 1789. He was a theater designer who in 1829 learned about a new technology that made it possible to use light to capture an image on a metal plate. He set out to improve this process, and he came up with a combination of copper plate coated with silver salts that could be developed with the application of mercury vapor and table salt, and used the process to capture a series of images of Paris, including pictures of the Louvre and Notre Dame. The camera needed about 15 minutes exposure time to get an image, so most of his early pictures did not show any people. But he did get one, a man on a boulevard who had stopped to shine his shoes. He became the first human being ever caught on film. Daguerre announced his invention in 1839, became extremely popular, and the pictures he produced became known as daguerreotypes. Here's a poem for today by Charles O. Hartman, entitled Ticket. I love the moment at the ticket window, he says, when you are to say the name of your destination and realize that you could say anything. The man at the counter will believe you. The woman at the counter would never say, no, that isn't where you're going. You could buy a ticket for one place and go to another, less far, along the same line. Suddenly, you would find yourself, he says, in a locality you've never seen before, where no one has ever seen you, and you could say your name was anything you like. Nobody would say, no, that isn't you. This is who you are. It thrills me every time. A poem by Charles O. Hartman, Ticket, from his collection Island, published by Asada Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read selections from the current issue of Poetry online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.